Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ramble Redhead Show. Today is episode number 8. Today is Monday, September 26th. And we'd just like to welcome you to today's show. And I have some great news for you. I just want to let you know that I had a great interview with this lesbian couple, Dawn and Mary, and they're fantastic people. I had lunch with them, and I brought them a killer dessert, which you'd like to read about. It's on the blog at rambleredhead.blogspot.com. And I just wanted to say that I really enjoy talking with them, and I'm doing my editing of that interview right now, and hopefully going to have it posted before the end of the week, and I certainly hope that you'll check that out. And please continue to send me your emails at rambleredhead@gmail.com, or you can also email me at rambleredhead@yahoo.com. You can also add me to your buddy list on Yahoo, and if I'm online, I'd appreciate hearing from you. Let me know what you think of the show, if there's anything that you wish I could add or take out or whatever. I'd love to hear from you. The other thing is, today I had the luxury of getting up early, going to the dentist's office, and then having to find out that what they're going to do, I thought it was just going to be a basic cleaning, but what they did is they actually were doing a crown, and they were going to take out the existing filling that I had. I guess I had a crack, which is not good. And so it was not bad, and I know I said the word crack, and there are probably some of you laughing, so go ahead. But anyway, I went to the dentist, and see, the bad thing is that I hate going to the dentist. I try to take care of my teeth, I floss, I brush, I do it as often as I can, but unfortunately, things do happen. And the thing that makes it even more stressful just going to the dentist is the fact that I had a newbie assistant working with the dentist, and so she's trying to do the suction thing, and she's trying to help the dentist as they're doing this prodding and probing and drilling out the filling that I had and putting the new temporary, and it's just not fun when you have somebody that doesn't know what they're doing and I'm practically drowning in the water, or they're putting pressure on the side of my mouth to keep it open in order to be able to do the work, and it's just driving me totally insane, and I'm actually freaking out, and then I'm trying to breathe through my nose, which I guess I realize I breathe a lot more through my mouth, and so therefore you're laying there on the bed and you got this drill going, and then you got this lady holding your face down and you're like gagging from the things hitting the back of your throat, and then you can't breathe, and so you're like, and those who are just joining in, that's not an obscene phone call, but I just want to tell you it was absolutely blue. So moving right along, I don't even want to think about it because it gives me the chills just thinking about they're drilling out that filling and going, it's going to take a little longer, it's quite deep. Okay, moving right along, one of the things I wanted to let you know is that I got a lot of great interviews coming up. I found some great news today about a foundation that I'm going to be talking to, and I'm going to be getting that lined up, and we're going to have some great people for you to hear about. I've already talked to several of my friends who are gay or have gay relatives who have issues that they want to talk about. The other thing is that also every Sunday that I have my homo movie night, where a bunch of my friends will sit together, watch a movie, and then afterwards we're going to talk about it, and we're going to go ahead and put that on the podcast, and it'll give you some insight in some of the movies that are coming out and give you some recommendations for you and your friends to check out. So I hope you'll enjoy that, and if you, again, have any ideas, any suggestions, anything that I can do to help make this show even better, I'd greatly appreciate it. And so I would love to hear from you. So again, the email address is rambleredhead@gmail.com, or you can check out my website at rambleredhead.blogspot.com. And you can post your comments. I'd appreciate it. I just want to continue to get more feedback so we can help make this show. And I want to be one of the top gay-related shows on the podosphere. So I'd appreciate it if you could do whatever you can to help tell people about the show. If you get those comments in, suggestions, anything, I would greatly appreciate it. Well, one of the things that I would love to talk about is the gay movies. And one of the things that I found is I found a great article that talks about some upcoming movies that are going to be coming out that are related to the gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgendered community. So I just wanted you to be a heads up on these and look out for them and support them, because obviously the more we support these movies, the more they get made, the more money that they'll make, and on so and so and so, and the more we keep increase awareness. Because one of the things that just chose me, drive me crazy, and I read some stories that just broke my heart about how people are getting killed, and you know, just simply because they're gay, and it's just pissing me off. And so the more we increase awareness, the more we let people know about us and what we are and who we are, the more awareness we have, the more acceptance that we can get. Now, again, I know there's a bunch of homophobic assholes out there, but the key thing is just to continue to be yourself. And that's one of the messages that you're going to hear from the lesbian couple that I was telling about, Dawn and Mary. Be yourself. And if anything you listen from my podcast, if you get that, if that's the only thing you get from it, then I know I did my job. Okay? Let's move in right along to the movies. Coming up in the month of September, there's a movie called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and it is starring Val Kilmer. And the great thing about it is that, of course, he's looking for a movie that doesn't suck. And so hopefully this is going to be one of those. But what he does is he plays a gay private eye giving hands-on law enforcement lessons to Robert Downey Jr., who is a criminal mistaken for a movie star. And so it's going to be in a very limited release for the month of September. There's also a movie called Dorian Blues, a coming-out story for the OC generation. High schooler Dorian faces up to his budding same-sex attraction, but gets little help from his sports star brother or sexy therapist. And again, it's on a limited release. So more than likely, as it'll probably in the next month or so, it'll be all over the country. Then the other movie I'm looking forward to is Capote, and it's starring the fabulous Philip Seymour Hoffman. And it's to look at the life of Capote, of the Breakfast of Tiffany's author. And I guess it focuses on his In Code Blood years. So it sounds like it's going to get him an Oscar nomination, which I certainly hope, which will again help increase awareness for the community. And then also in the month of October, there's a movie called Guys and Balls. And it's about, after getting kicked off his soccer team for being gay, this person forms his own squad. Xenius apparently ensues. That's supposed to be coming to theaters near you on October 7th. The movie Domino. When socialite turned bounty hunter Domino Harvey died in June, tabloids reported that she was lesbian. Subsequent sources challenged those claims, and this Keira Knightley vehicle portrays her as straight. That's coming out on October 14th. Then there's also The Dying Gaul, G-A-U-L. It's a slimy studio executive offers a screenwriter $1 million for a script. The catch is the writer must recast the role of his deceased lover as a woman. A hit at last year's Out on Film, and that's a gay film festival, and it has a limited release on October 28th, and it'll be all across the country very soon. And then in the month of November, and it happened, these two next movies are coming out on November 4th, which happens to be my birthday, so if you'd like to send me a card or some presents, just send me an email and I'll be happy to send you my address. Okay, the first movie is Gay Sex in the 70s. Director Joseph Lovett serves up an uninhibited documentary tracing the years between Stonewall and the starts of the AIDS epidemic. So it sounds like it'd be an interesting movie. Then there's also a movie called Unveiled. An Iranian refugee escapes persecution by disguising herself as a man in this German export. Then on November 11th, a film version of the Broadway play Rent is going to be coming out. But the thing that I found amazing about this movie is what the director, Chris Columbus, had done is that he got all the original cast members from the play, and it's 10 years later, and they're doing this movie. So I'm just concerned about how that's going to go. But I really, you know, appreciate the original Rent soundtrack, so I wasn't able to see it in the original Broadway in New York, but I love the album, so if you haven't checked it out, please do so. Then there's also a movie called Breakfast on Pluto, which is directed by Neil Jordan, who did The Crying Game, if you remember that movie. And if you haven't seen that, I would strongly recommend. It's an amazing movie. And what it's about is a story of an Irish orphan who grows up to join the IRA and do drag, though not in that order. And that comes out on November 16th. And then the movie that I've been talking about already is Brokeback Mountain. If you hadn't heard about this film, then welcome back from Africa. Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger rustle up some trouble as two ranch hands who fall in love in the 1960s. And that comes out on December 9th, so that's going to be, again, across the country. And there's also a movie called Members of a Geisha. Every gay book club in America read Arthur's Golden 1997 bestseller. Now director Rob Marshall, who directed Chicago, brings the saga to the screen, and that comes out on December 9th. Okay, and then another movie that I'm looking forward to is the movie The Producers with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick stars, and Uma Thurman rounds out the cast, and that comes out on December 21st. And the other things that I wanted to talk about is some news that I found out, and I just found it amazing, is that in the state of Georgia, the GOP is considering an adoption ban. It says efforts in Georgia could also include halt to gay foster parents. Can you believe that? Such bullshit. It says the Republican majority leader in Georgia Senate said this week that some legislative colleagues are discussing a proposal to ban gay adoptions through a constitutional amendment that would go before voters in November 2006. State Senator Tommy Williams said in an email interview that if the legislation passed the General Assembly after it convenes in January, the public is likely to back the amendment based on the overwhelming support in 2004 for Amendment 1, which added a ban on gay marriage to the state constitution. A few of our members have mentioned banning gay adopting, but Williams said that there's little chatter among colleagues in banning gay foster parents, a concern that surfaced recently after the hiring of Mary Dean Harvey as the state's Division of Family and Children's Services. Harvey banned gay foster care during her tenure as director of Nebraska's Department of Social Services. "I am not aware of anyone introducing a ban on gays being foster parents," Williams said. "I'm not sure if the votes are there to pass such a bill. If the bill is a constitutional amendment, we will take a two-thirds vote. If the vote on gay marriage is any indication of how a vote on gays being able to adopt which succeeds, it's possible that two-thirds vote may win." So if any of you are in the state of Georgia, what I would strongly encourage you to do is to make sure that you contact your representatives in the state and let them know that you do not want this to happen. And so the thing that really pisses me off is that, you know, talking about, you know, gay, not only adoption, but also gay foster parents. I mean, these kids have nowhere else to go, and I just find it totally stupid that, you know, that these people are not able to help these kids that, you know, that aren't getting adopted. I mean, there's a lot of kids that can be helped by two loving people, and it doesn't matter whether they're a gay couple or a straight couple or whatever, but as long as they get placed somewhere. And I just can't believe there's that many bigots in this fucking world that would think that that is ridiculous. And so it's one of my pet peeves, and that's one of the things that I hate about being in the state of Indiana, is that they're against gay adoption, and it pisses me off, and I'm doing what I can to get that turned around, but if I have to, I'm going to move, and I want to become a parent and raise that kid with a lot of love and caring and support. And, you know, there's so many kids in this world that don't get that, and I just find it totally, totally repulsive. The other thing that I found out about that I recently heard is that, you know, with that Hurricane Katrina, and one of the things that I find amazing is that right now there's over 8,000 people who have HIV who are struggling to manage their disease in wake of Hurricane Katrina without medication, service providers, support system. But there is signs, according to this article, that things are improving. It says, in addition to the HIV service providers assisting victims of the storm, an estimated 8,000 HIV-positive people, the federal government established a special needs unit that can be reached by calling 1-800-621-FEMA. It says, the AIDS Alliance for Children, Youth, and Families, based in Washington, D.C., was notified of the unit through a call to the Federal Emergency Management Agency on September 13th. Their message was that if you are an a person who left the hurricane with HIV, register with a disaster assistance as soon as possible with FEMA, 1-800-621-FEMA, Bruce said. When registering, tell the operator that you have special needs and are HIV positive. And so the thing is that those officials have not responded to repeated efforts to reach them within the last 2 weeks. While the federal government is concentrating on general relief efforts, some gay organizations established relief funds to assist people with HIV. There's an organization called Under One Roof, based in San Francisco, raised and distributed $5,000, according to the agency's director, Mike Marshall. We had a panel called HIV Service Providers in the Affected Areas. We found three organizations that made it clear they need the money for food and housing, which are not covered in the normal grants. The Baton Rouge AIDS Society and Mobile AIDS Support Systems received $2,000, and another $1,000 went to the Montgomery AIDS Outreach. And it says, we know of agencies in New Orleans who need assistance, but none are up and running yet. We need to plan for when they're on their feet. And so I just want to let you know that I think it's amazing that a lot of people are getting involved to help these people. And so if you have Any way that you can support these people, please check my website. I'll be uploading a link to them. And so hopefully we can get them out. And also, I just want to say that the HRC, the Human Rights Council campaign, had hired a director of the Louisiana Gay Rights Group, and they're providing assistance and help gather information on the Katrina relief efforts to help those that are affected. So there's a lot of good people that are getting involved. Okay? And one of the other things that I found amazing, too, is that, you know, about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy regarding the military. Well, one of the things I found was a very interesting article is that the Army sent out gay stories to war in Iraq. And it says, regulation keeps straights from playing gay to avoid the war. So I'm going to read some of this article because I thought it was kind of interesting. It says, members of the Army Reserves and National Guard who inform the commanders that they are gay are routinely converted into active duty status and sent to the Iraq war and other high-priority military assignments, according to a spokesman for an Army command charged with deploying troops. The spokesperson, Kim Waldron, a civilian who works for the U.S. Army Forces Command at Fort McPherson in Georgia, said that active duty deployment of reservists and National Guard troops who say they're gay or accused of being gay takes place under a Forces Command or FORSCOM regulation issued in 1999. Waldron said the regulation is aimed at preventing reservists and National Guard members from using their sexual orientation or from pretending to be gay to escape combat. The bottom line is that some people are using their sexual orientation to avoid deployment, Waldron said. So in this case, with the reserve and guard forces, if a soldier tells, they still have to go to war and the homosexual issue is postponed until they return to the United States and the unit is demobilized. Waldron said, referring to the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays, which Congress enacted in 1993, the policy states that gay people may serve in the military as long as they do not disclose their sexual orientation. Disclosure by a service member that he or she is gay, the policy states, constitutes evidence that the service member is likely to engage in homosexual conduct, which is prohibited under the anti-sodomy clause of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And it says that this new regulation does not conflict with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy because the Department of Defense regulations that implement Don't Ask, Don't Tell provide for a similar procedure for retaining service members who attempt to circumvent deployment by claiming that they're gay. And so I thought this was really amazing. And it says that a gentleman who is part of the Center for Study of Sexual Minorities in the Military said he was astonished that the military spokesperson confirmed that the military commanders routinely deploy service members thought to be gay into active duty assignments. The Pentagon has consistently denied that when mobilization requires bolstering and troop strength, it sends gays to fight despite the existence of a gay ban. The CSSMM and Gay Rights Group have asserted for years that the gay service members whose sexual orientation become known are often retained during wartime only to be discharged right after they return home. Statistics released by the DOD show that the number of gay discharges rose steadily between 1993, when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was adopted, and in 2001, when U.S. deployed troops to Afghanistan following the September 11th terrorist attacks. The number of gay discharges peaked in 2001 at 1,227, according to the DOD figures. By 2004, as U.S. soldiers continued to fight in the war in Iraq, the numbers of discharges dropped to 653. And according to Lieutenant Colonel Ellen Krenke, a DOD spokesperson at the Pentagon, said the DOD has no comment on the FORSCOM regulation other than the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy remains in effect. Our policy has not changed, she said. So, I don't know, I just find it amazing that, you know, this stuff continues to happen. One other thing, there's a side article that was on this, but I just want to let you know that there is a repeal bill pending for the House of Representatives, and it's currently expected to round up more than 1,000 sponsors by the end of year. So what I want you to do is contact your congressman and let them know that you want to get rid of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy and allow our gay and lesbian military personnel to continue to serve our country if that's what they want. So I just want to let you know about that. So if you would have any comments about this, please let me know. If you know anybody that's in the gay, that's in the military, that's in the gay, in the military and gay, you know, try to say that five times. Okay. I would love to hear from them. I'd like to talk with them. I know that a lot of my podcasters have talked with gay and lesbian people on their show. So if there's anybody out there that would like to, talk with me again, we'll keep it 100% confidential. We'll make up another name if you'd like. I just want to get your awareness up. The other thing I wanted to let you know is that I thought this really was interesting, is that if you're familiar with Shaquille O'Neal, who is a big-time basketball star, and I just want to let you know that he is a reserve police officer. And one of the things I thought was amazing, that is on September 11th at 3 a.m., two gay men were walking home holding hands on a south beach in Miami when two other men in a silver Honda yelled anti-gay slurs at them. And one of the gentlemen got out of the vehicle with a bottle in hand and says, "You fucking faggots," according to a police report. And so as the victims fled, Gonzalez threw the bottle, hitting one of the victims in the back. Now, the key thing is that Shaquille O'Neal, who is one of the reserve officers, had saw the incident, and what he did is he called 911 and followed the suspects to where they lived, and he notified an off-duty police officer, and they were arrested and taken into custody. So I just want to say kudos to Mr. Shaq O'Neal, who is helping our fellow homosexuals in the state of Florida. So I just want to say kudos to him. And I just want to tell you, in case I didn't tell you, is that every Sunday that I have a bunch of my friends come over, we're going to have what we call homo movie night. And what we do is we watch one of the latest movies that I have on DVD, and then what we're going to do is we're going to talk about it and whether or not we should recommend it or not. So it's going to be fun, and it'll be the own version of In Living Colors, Men on Film. And I promise we're not going to be screaming, "Hated it!" But I really hope that you'll enjoy that. And we got a lot of movies that are coming out on DVD that I'm looking forward to. And we'll be talking about those. So I just want to go ahead and close for today. But if you have any questions, please email me at rambleredhead@gmail.com. And don't forget, I have a special promotion that if you do send me an email and send me a comment, I will send you a free, F-R-E-E, Lance Armstrong Live Strong bracelet. And you can read about that in my blog at rambleredhead.blogspot.com. Again, that's rambleredhead.blogspot.com. And I really appreciate your time, and I hope you enjoy listening, because I know you do have a choice, and I would love to hear from you. So please let me know, hear from you. Okay, bye-bye.